The pipeline will require a massive investment and incredible risk. But if he gets it right, Rockefeller will be able to do what he loves to do most. Win.
It probably comes early in an entrepreneur's life where you realize you're willing to do things in the business world that other people aren't willing to do. Everybody has got ideas and everybody's got ambitions, but most people aren't willing to cross that line. And I think an entrepreneur that's successful, that's your nature. Wherever there's change, wherever there's uncertainty, there's opportunity.
Rockefeller's workers labor around the clock, blasting through the countryside and laying over a mile and a half of pipeline every day.
Business, in the end, is understanding the playing field. Tell me who's on it, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and what is your checkmate play to top them and nail them. And so you're always in that competitive game. You're looking at innovation. You're looking at leapfrogging, trying to get ahead of them. You're never complacent. You're semi-paranoid about what they're doing. That's what a game is all about.
By the time the pipeline is complete, it's over 4,000 miles long, stretching across Ohio and Pennsylvania, and connecting thousands of the world's most lucrative oil wells directly to Rockefeller's refineries. John Rockefeller has finally found his way to eliminate the railroads from the oil business. And in the process, he's forever revolutionized the way oil is transported.